never the same. This is the great promise of tonight. Never the same. There are moments which punctuate a person's life in which there's a clear before and after. Those moments that happen in one's life, and they're usually ones of life or death, in which there's a clear before and after, that after that moment happens, nothing is ever the same. When a child is born and placed in its parents' arms, the firstborn, the parent knows in the very depth of their heart that nothing, nothing, nothing in their life is ever going to be the same. They're never going to catch up on all the sleep they're going to lose. Not a chance. When they're a baby and an infant, or when they're teenagers, they're never going to catch up on the sleep they lose. But they know that every moment of that is worth it. To hold their child as their child is sleeping in their arms. And your newborn child is laying in your arms, and you know in your heart, my life is never going to be the same. All of history is marked by the birth of a child. B.C., before Christ, a child is born, and A.D., 2021, Anno Domini, the year of the Lord. Birth of Christ and the birth of every child, life is never the same. Now imagine holding your child, but you're holding the lifeless body of your child. A moment of death which wrenches your heart with such incredible misery. And you know from that moment that nothing in your life is ever going to be the same. Never the same. You've seen the image of Mary, the Pietà, holding the body of her son. And in Mary's heart, she knew in the depths of what this meant, that nothing would ever be the same. This is the night. This is the night in which all of human history, in which all of the patriarchs and the prophets and the readings we heard point to. This is the night in which nothing following it is the same. That to be told as you're holding the lifeless body of your child, your child is not dead, but only sleeping. To be told that and know that your child will live. That because of what happens this night, death does not win. Death does not have the final say, but life wins. And Jesus Christ, who is dead, who was held in the arms of his mother as she held him when he was a small infant in the manger, when she took him from the wood of the manger, and now she takes him from the wood of the cross and she holds him, that Jesus who was dead is no longer dead. He is alive. This is what makes it where it is never the same. In the midst of the exalted prayer that is sung at the beginning of this evening, there's a haunting line. There's a haunting line which speaks of, O happy fault of Adam, O happy fault of Adam, which brought forth such a glorious Savior. Not only is nothing the same, but when it is given into God's hands, it is made better. We sing those songs. We sing that hymn of Adam's fault, Adam's sin, our sin which brought death into the world. And we sing that it is better that he fell because of what God could bring forth in raising Jesus from the dead and in giving us this eternal life. That God doesn't just fix things, he makes them better. The resurrection is not just fixing what went wrong. This is God taking something and transforming it into something better. When I was a child, my grandmother Landsberger lived out in western Montana, out in the mountains. She lived on the shores of Flathead Lake. If you've been out there, you know how beautiful it is there in Polson, Montana. And so every now and then, because it's so far away, every now and then we go to visit her. And I think every grandmother in their house purposely has things that are very priceless and are laying in very dangerous spots for grandkids to come by and do what I did. That you're, you know, playing in the house like you do when you're at home. But when you're a parent, you know, you have to make everything childproof. If you don't want it broken, don't have it in any room in your house that's not locked up. It's just a rule as a parent. Grandparents, something changes there, doesn't it? You become a grandparent, and all of a sudden, nothing is the same either, because now all your valuable stuff is lying out there. And so I go by, and she has, every grandmother has a valuable vase, right? Or something like that, and you go by, and you hit it, you hit the table, and it goes, and it falls, and it shatters. And so what does the small child's heart do right away? What does it do? Well, it tries to hide it. It tries to hide it and hope that she won't notice that it's missing. And of course, she does know it's missing. And finally, after questions, you fess up to what happened. And grandmother, you could tell she's upset, but she forgives you. And in the goodness of her heart, she says, okay, let's fix it. And so we pick up the pieces and we kind of glue it back together. And we get all the little pieces in there. It's like a little jigsaw puzzle. And we glue it with the best glue. And she puts it back up there. And she says, look, see, it's just like brand new. But every time I'd walk by the vase, it was a place of shame, right? Because I knew it wasn't brand new. I knew it was a broken vase now that had just been fixed. And so you walk by as a kid, and it's this shame that comes every time you see it. It's like, why did I do that? Why didn't I just watch where I was running? I'm so fast, I know, but I gotta watch where I'm running. And so it becomes this place of shame, though, doesn't it? But here's what God does. If I were to take this, right, this here, and I were to throw it down and shatter it into a million pieces, God doesn't just pick it all up and glue it back together where, look, you can see all the cracks in it and everything, it's better, and it's like brand new, and you know it's not. So your life, all the ways in which it's shattered into a million pieces, all the stupidest mistakes you've done, all the sins that you made, in which you thought, if I just wouldn't have done that in my life, how would have things been different? And we think that God just fixes it, but God doesn't do that. What he does through the resurrection is he takes it, and instead of just fixing it, he transforms it. If this was made out of pure gold, when you give it to him, every stupid thing in your life, every sin, every source of shame and sadness, every little ounce of death in your heart, when that is entrusted into God's hands, when you give it to him and you say, God, I'm sorry, but here it is. I know that you make all things new. He doesn't just glue it and then, like, I see it and it's a source of shame. He transforms it. He transforms it into something in which it's like pure gold. This is what God's grace does. He makes it better than if that sin had never happened. that if that huge fall of yours had never happened, when you entrust it completely with faith into his hands, he transforms it so that it's never the same, because it's completely transformed into something better than it was before. Our hearts have a hard time believing this, because we really think in our arrogance that our sin can screw up God's plans. Our sins are powerful. They can kill God, but they're not more powerful than him. To kill is not to be more powerful. God's power is greater than ours, and he can take anything in one's life, all the pieces of it, when you give it to him instead of holding on to the death and the shards of glass in your hand and clinging to it so it causes blood to come seeping out. When you give it to him, when you entrust it to him, Jesus, I trusted you, he transforms it. He turns it into gold. This is hard for us to believe, because the resurrection, everyone, is hard to believe. Someone who was dead, and I mean dead, was not dead but only sleeping. And they have come back to life. And nothing is the same because of that. The resurrection is not just something that happened 2,000 years ago. It is, but it's not just that. The resurrection is not just something that will happen at the end of time, when Jesus raises up those who believed in him and lived with him to his life. It's not just something in the past or in the future. The resurrection is something that happens right now in each one of our hearts. When we give those areas of death that are there and brokenness to him and entrust them to him, he transforms them. He makes it better than if it had never happened. Jesus is risen from the dead, and because of that, nothing is the same.